USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Texans are still under boil orders for their water as the state works to recover from last week's winter storms. Federal assistance will begin to flow into the state after President Biden approved a federal disaster declaration for about 30% of counties in the state. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown says that despite getting power and water restored, his city is still in need. He tells Fox News Galvestonians are most in need of plumbing services.
Right now, we've got water, we've got electricity. We have a number of individuals that are still out of their homes because of broken pipes and can't get water into their homes. We need water. We are bringing that in. We have helicopters coming in this afternoon to deliver water to our city. And we also need plumbing companies and plumbing supplies. We're out of that. We need to get these leaks fixed and get our residents back in their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services, you get a huge network of doctors, you get great customer support, and you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A judge has put a temporary hold on a controversial South Carolina abortion law just days after it was enacted. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order on South Carolina's controversial new fetal heartbeat abortion law. This just one day after Governor Henry McMaster signed it. The judge said she issued the order because the law would prevent Planned Parenthood's patients from getting an abortion before fetus viability, as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. The restraining order will allow some patients who had appointments to receive abortions. Planned Parenthood said they filed the lawsuit because it prevents abortions before many people know they're even pregnant. That means it's, in effect, a total ban on the entire procedure. The judge ordered a hearing on the matter for March 9th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Actress Olivia Munn helped police corral a bad guy. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier reports.
The actress is friends with the man whose mother was attacked this week by a man in a New York City street in Flushing. Munn shared with her hundreds of thousands of social media followers a surveillance video of the attack on the 52-year-old woman. A suspect was arrested Thursday, and Munn says it's due in part to the Internet.
It was an amazing moment of just seeing how powerful the collective can be when we kind of, you know, become an army together.
Munn on CNN Friday, she credits the NYPD for their quick response.
The fact that I could DM the NYPD on social media and say, hey, this happened to my friend's mom. Here are some pictures. Can you help me amplify this? I got a response right away, and they had a wanted poster out, and they were on top of it.
Munn's hearing of the arrest was an emotional moment for her. The victim, by the way, needed 10 stitches, but her son says she's doing okay. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And former President Trump will speak to CPAC this week. Val Dior reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The former president will address the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Florida. He'll speak about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. CPAC is in Orlando, Florida, this year from February 25 to 28. It's his first major public appearance since he left the White House, and it's said he'll take on President Biden's immigration policies as well, which are proving to be the polar opposite of the Trump administration. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.